Learn the truth, then live it, April 8. Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you, NKJV. Study the word, which God in his wisdom and love and goodness has made so plain and simple. The sixth chapter of John tells us what is meant by a study of the word. The principles revealed in the scriptures are to be brought home to the soul. We are to eat the word of God, that is, we are not to depart from its precepts. We are to bring its truths into our daily lives, grasping the mysteries of godliness. Pray to God. Commune with Him. Prove the very mind of God, as those who are striving for eternal life, and who must have a knowledge of His will. You can reveal the truth only as you know it in Christ. You are to receive and assimilate His words, they are to become part of yourselves. This is what is meant by eating the flesh and drinking the blood of the Son of God. You are to live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, that is, what God has revealed. Not all has been revealed, we could not bear such a revelation. But God has revealed all that is necessary for our salvation. We are not to leave His word for the suppositions of human beings. Obtain an experimental knowledge of God by wearing the yoke of Christ. He gives wisdom to the meek and lowly, enabling them to judge of what is truth, bringing to light the why and wherefore, pointing out the result of certain actions. The Holy Spirit teaches the students of the Scriptures to judge all things by the standard of righteousness and truth and justice. The divine revelation supplies them with the knowledge that they need. Make the Bible the man of your counsel. Your acquaintance with it will grow rapidly if you keep your mind free from the rubbish of the world. The more the Bible is studied, the deeper will be your knowledge of God. The truths of His word will be written in your soul, making an ineffaceable impression. Not only will the students themselves be benefited by a study of the word of God. Their study is life and salvation to all with whom they associate. They will feel a sacred responsibility to impart the knowledge that they receive. Their lives will reveal the help and strength that they receive from communion with the Word. Of such ones the Lord Jesus can indeed say, "Ye are laborers together with God."